The Rama says in Simin Tafrei Shalik Dalid, Yeshayim Sheshita in Kaidim Purim Maxis, Minamat Bea Kavua by Simakim, Uvais is Manzech Lamax Shekel, Shayunaisim Ba'adar. He says the Minig is one who should be doing in line with the Minig to go ahead and give prior to Purim Max the shekel, to go ahead and give a half shekel of the Medina, which is the currency, which is at that point, whichever time and place you find yourself in, go ahead and give Max the shekel of that specific currency which you have in your area. A zecher to the Max shekel was given back in the times of Mishkan. What is that? In times of the Beis Hamikdash, what is that? So we know that every year, starting Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would announce it was time to collect a Max the shekel donation from all of Klal Yisrael. They first announce it Rosh Chodesh Adar, set up tables halfway through Adar, make a few announcements, reminders, get them going. And so forth, till they collected these half shekel, over these four. These were to pay for the Kabbalah Sibur throughout the course of the year. They had to somehow fund this. So the idea was everyone in Klal Yisrael would chip in together, make this collection, and this would pay for the Kabbalah, hopefully cover the Kabbalah throughout the course of the upcoming year. Zechet to what went on in times of Beis Hamikdash, we go ahead and make a collection as well. The money obviously does not go for Hektish, does not go for the Beis Hamikdash, does not even go for a specific cause. But we go ahead and we give the tzedakah for the general communal good. Zechet what went on back then. It's interesting, the Rama says, when he talks about the time when to give it, so Shem gets this later point when exactly the most ideal time is, but the Rama does speak out that the time to give it is Sheish Litein Kaidim Purim. The time to give it is prior to Purim. Now, the Zecher is to going on back then. The collection actually ran, in fact, during the course of the time of Beis Hamikdash, ran over the course of the entirety of Adar up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The question is, if someone missed it by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, what should he do then? But here, the Rama is specifically emphasizing the one to do this prior to Purim. So if we're just merely making a Zecher to going on back then, why would there be a concept of Bedafka to go ahead and do it prior to Purim? And as far as speaking out, there's a bit of a zeich here as well to the incident of Purim, although the primary concept why we're doing this is really what went on back to the times of Beis Hamikdash, is a unique connection between the act of giving Max the Shekel and the story of Purim. And that is, the Gemara says in Megillah, Amr Yishlach, Kesh Golev Yidu Afnei Mish Amr Bahay Olam, Kesh Baruch Hu, looking ahead, Sha'asr Haman Lishkoel Shkolem Al Yisrael, Haman would go ahead and give a tremendous amount of money offered to Achashverosh as to compensate for whatever loss would be incurred by virtue of Klal Yisrael being wiped off the map. So Haman offers to compensate for that, and that, whatever reason, however that works, there's an understanding there that the schus of that, that kitchrik of Haman going ahead and offering that to Achashverosh, would weigh negatively on Klal Yisrael's prospects of surviving the incident of Purim. Because Baruch Hu says, in order to counterbalance that, he went ahead and gave us a mitzvah many years and years, centuries earlier, prior to that, we go ahead and we have our own mitzvah of Shkolem. Because of our mitzvah of Shkolem, we went ahead and we had the ability to override the Gzeira of Haman and survive the story of Purim. There's a connection here between the Shkolem, which came prior specifically, the incident of Purim, and therefore we have as well, when it comes to Purim, based on this concept as well, the place can speak out, when we give our Shkolem, since B'zchus, the Shkolem they gave in the Midbar, all going all the way back to the Midbar, the time of the Hakam of the Mishkan, that was a schus in later generations to survive the Maisa of Purim. So to as well, when it comes to Purim, we try to go ahead and give our Shkolem before Purim itself. That in itself needs an explanation. What exactly is the connection? So Haman offered a large amount of money. True. Wonderful. You know, that's what he did. We went ahead and we have our own mitzvah Shkolem. Other than the fact that each one involves a large amount of cash, there doesn't seem to be any major connection between the two. So the Svarim speak out that there's a Haman's primary way of explaining to Achashverosh why he doesn't fear from Klal Yisrael was the Klal Yisrael is referred to as Mefuzer Mefayrad Ben Amim. Klal Yisrael united, you can't start up with. Klal Yisrael has a tremendous schus, Klal Yisrael has a tremendous power, but when we are divided, we can fall. When we are divided, we don't have that schus. Each person by himself, you analyze each person in Klal Yisrael, we have tremendous schusim, we have tremendous merits, but judging each person himself, you can also find things the person does wrong. So Haman says to Achashverosh, if you're scared of starting up with Klal Yisrael, understand then that they are Am Mefayzer Mefayr Ben Amim. They're not one group. They're not one unified entity. Rather, they're a disparate group. They're scattered throughout the Amim, a little bit here, a little bit there, little pockets here and there. No real connection. They have no real resemblance to the Ummah that came out of Mitzrayim. They're not one strong, unified group. And in order to counterbalance that, because Baruch Hu said we have to set up a system where Klal Yisrael is a unified front, L'dayris. So what happens is, we go ahead and we give them Achas Shekel. So the Sfarim, many, many Sfarim point out, the concept of Machzah Shekel is that each person has to understand he can't give a shekel by himself. In order for me to achieve Shlemus, I have to come on to somebody else. I'm a half. I can count to something. I certainly have a portion in the building of the Mishkan, no more, no less than anybody else in Klal Yisrael. But for me to achieve that Shlemus of one, I can only come. I have to do that by virtue of coming on to somebody else. It's a basic idea that Shkolem teaches each person in Klal Yisrael, even though we all have our own roles. Some play a broader role, some play a more specific role. Each one has their own role, but at the end of the day, each person in Klal Yisrael has his piece to the puzzle. Each person in Klal Yisrael plays that role. That brings us together as an Am Echad in order to that is the ability of Achdus, which carried us through Purim and carries us to Darius. But take it a drop further, the Gros says in Shir Shirim, Perek Alpha Skidzai, the Gros says that people talk about the Beis Hamikdash. Our common idea is we think that we needed a charge to supercharge our own Emunah. We had the Beis Hamikdash as a place to connect the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We would go to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu over there to help us out personally. The Gros says that really quite the opposite is true. Ideally, every year, each person has within themselves the tools to have his own mikdash. And really, one would not need the Beis HaMikdash to find Shlemus of his own accord. Now, so why do we need the Beis HaMikdash? The Gaon says the idea is that each person needs a place to bond with somebody else. He says, how are you going to have a way, a mechanism, to bond all the Klai Yisrael? Each person has their own spark. How can we pull it all together? Because Baruch Hu said, in order to pull together each individual into one collective group, I have to make a project. They'll all come together. They'll all invest together. And by virtue of having that project, that's how we can unite all the kaychas of each person. Rather than having the Beis HaMikdash, and I happen to get my chizik from there, it's quite the opposite. We each have the tool. We each have the kaychas. The Beis HaMikdash is meant to unite us and bring us all together. It's an instrument for us to unite under one banner. And through that, we have one makom for tefillah. Throughout the Dairis, we built it at one time. We have it one time. Every generation, we have to redo that again and again and again. So every year, in order to fund the entirety of the Kabbalah Tzibur, rather than going to one big veer and saying, here, can you write the check for the whole thing? We go back to the same idea again. Every year, Adar, we tell ourselves again, we have to mechazik that concept that we all need each other, we all come together, and we're trying to ma'achid Klal Yisrael. So Purim again, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we can't give to one unified cause, but we have the same idea. If you want to come back to the Geula, we have to go ahead and reinvigorate that kayach of coming together. And if you think about it, all the mitzvahs and Purim are really geared to the same idea. If you want to get out of Golos, Batalos Sev Yainim is the same idea. Max Shekel is the same idea. We're always trying to find Ishtarayeyu, trying to find a way to bond. That ticket, the end of the Golos, coming back to Nisan, is the first step is, prior to Purim, start focusing on what everyone else can do for you and bonding together, how we can help each other be unified as an Am Echad.